Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And this is it. This is our first in the history of Canned Laughter and Coffee, and we've been doing this for a while. This is our very first official do-over. Because usually we're booked out like weeks, so when somebody has a snafu, then we just kind of can't catch them. But luck, the gods shone, and in a very horrible, weird way, but we had a guest drop out at the last minute, so we got Megan Hart. We talked her into trying it again. So Megan Hart, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. Well, it's like the mail. You snail, sleet, snow, tornadoes, and lightning.
Yep.
And that was that. You just couldn't make it through.
No, it was bad. We had torrential downpour and hail, and then my power went out, and my kid, you know, when the power goes out, he needed to be entertained, so he was playing on my cell phone, which then drained the battery, and I thought the power would be back on in plenty of time. And if I have no power, I have no phone, because my phone is connected to my cable modem, so I had no phone, no internet, no cell phone, and about 2 inches of water and wet cat litter in my basement.
Wow.
So,
you know, that is what's known as just an intersection of terrible bad juju, and you just have to take a deep breath and let it go.
Yeah, and then, you know, at 9:20, I came back online, and I was like,
well, we were just hoping you were okay. So,
I was fine.
We said nothing unkind.
Oh, well, that's good. I probably would have if I were you.
No.
Blowing us off.
What the heck? No, it has on occasion happened. I'm not going to lie. We have had guests that just get caught in traffic or stuff somewhere, or they can't remember whether it's a show in the morning or the evening, so they get confused. That has occurred. So we've had some weird, but usually it's okay, and we get to talk about the person. So, you know, without them on the phone, it's like kind of wicked, but that's what happens.
Well,
but
I set my phone to go off every hour. It's been going off every hour since 5 o'clock to remind me.
Oh, we're not that scary. We're not that scary. You know what we did though? We pulled up your website, which is www. MeganHart.com.
.com. Yep.
There we go.
And easy to remember.
Looking at your wonderful website and at your new book, it's Exit Lights. Isn't that right?
Exit Light, yep. Exit Light came out June 7th, so it's just been out a few weeks. It came out from Carina Press, which is Harlequin's digital first publisher.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We call it digital first.
Yeah.
it's not just e-books, it's digital first.
Oh, well, you know, they have to call it something else, you know, so it's more fun and exciting. And
yeah.
That's a very big deal, though, to be a part of their new launch, and that's just so exciting.
I was really excited, especially because this book, it was one that I had, I just really, really loved, and I had written it a number of years ago and couldn't seem to find a home for it, and it was a book that I just thought it was so much fun to write, and I really enjoyed writing it, and I just thought it was never going to find a home. And so when Carina started asking for submissions, I didn't have much hope. I thought, it's not what I'm known for, and nobody else seems to think that, you know, that this is going to work. And so they gave it a shot, and I'm just so thrilled. It was, and then to find out that it was a launch book, it was the first time I've ever been a launch book. It was a lot of pressure.
Well,
it was really exciting, though. And the cover art was so gorgeous, and it just matched the book. I mean, it just, the whole experience was so exciting.
It looks sharp. I mean, we were oohing and aahing over it and reading the little synopsis and then making probably horrible guesses about itself. And I just want to apologize now for the Metallica comments from last week.
Oh.
I'm sure you will hear in the previous program. But I had nothing to do – well, I had very little to do with that.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, I did get the title. I mean, it's, you know, it is definitely from that Metallica song. And if there's a sequel, I was already told I have to call the sequel Enter Night. And if I write another book in the series, it'll be called Enter Night.
That's so great. Do you have to contact that rock group, though? And like, or are you in the clear?
Well, interestingly, and maybe I'm going to get myself in big trouble, but what I was told or what I've always heard was that you can't copyright titles.
Yeah, that is true.
Not only that, the title of that song is Enter Sandman, so I'm totally okay anyway
you're covered, so you're fine. As long as you don't have that theme, you know, their music running, I think, through,
right.
You know, videos, or I think you're set, so it's pretty exciting.
I'm not quoting their lyrics.
No.
In the book.
Of course, no.
I can use, you know, if I had called the title Exit Light, Enter Night, Take My Hand, Lost in Lust, and Never Neverland, then I might have a problem.
That would be an issue, absolutely. I love that this is a story you kind of had. I think that's some of the draw, too, of the epoch. I think all of us sort of have a few manuscripts where if you sort of break in with one flavor of romance, all of a sudden you're like, well, rats. You know, about my sci-fi fantasy, or what about this or that? It's
right.
Like, you know, no, you're known for this, so
right.
That's
well,
what you write.
Even if it's not so much what you're known for as much as this book would never, it was not a romance, it was not erotic, so obviously spice would not be an appropriate line for it. So it's not even a question of whether they liked it or didn't like it. It just was not, it was not appropriate at all for that line. And
right.
I've been really lucky that I've been able to write different kinds of books, contemporary, historical, fantasy, science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I can pretty much write whatever I want.
But doesn't it...
No,
I can write whatever I want. Absolutely. Is that because it's because of the erotic romance? I mean, you've got a little more latitude, don't you? I mean, it's pretty much you can run with the bulls, as they say, if you so feel. Is that what it is? Or is it just you've just been bold and just gone in whatever direction you desired?
I think that I've been really fortunate that I started with... small e-press, I started with digital publisher, who let me write fantasy, science fiction, whatever I wanted. I'm also really fortunate that what I like to write is what people like to read. I mean, that sounds like, oh, well, of course. But, I have written books that people like to read romance. A lot of people like to read the more erotic stuff. So fortunately, what I like to write is what people at this stage are enjoying reading.
It's meant to be, Ms. Hart. It is meant to be. That is right. You are in the zone.
Yeah. It's really, I'm just like, wow. I look around sometimes and I'm like, God, you know, I don't have anything to do with this.
No. But the writing leads in that you are writing the stories that you wanted to write, would have written no matter what was going on. And it just so happens that as a result, you know, that market sort of bloomed around, you know, which is great. You're right there where you need to be. I think people that look at the market and say, oh, the hot stuff's selling, I'll write that, are the ones that hit the rock wall.
Right. And I think that I've just sort of got on that wave when it started and really enjoyed it and have been writing what I wanted to write. I mean, trust me, there's been plenty of stuff that I wrote that nobody bought. It's still sitting on my hard drive.
No.
I have lots of stuff that nobody wants to read.
I don't believe it for a minute. No. Say it isn't so.
Yeah,
I think all of us have a few where we're like, oh, okay, that was known as a, you know, fly ball.
Yeah. Well, that was an awfully self-indulgent way to spend a few weeks, but unfortunately, nobody else likes my Titanic zombie paranormal hamster shifter threesome menage.
Yeah, gosh, but you know, as long as you got something out of it, there you go.
Right.
That's all that matters. But
right.
Titanic zombie. That's hilarious. You know, I could just see there's a whole.
Yeah.
I think there's a book about that book. You know what I mean? There'll be a book about you writing that book someday.
That's a really niche market
that
there. That
super specific
yes.
niche. Yeah. Wow. the...
Yeah. Maybe somebody could do that justice. It just wasn't me.
Yeah, the Edwardian, disaster, zombie, romantic film. Yeah, with the... No, I know.
Yeah.
Or you could have been ahead of your time. You could have created...
I could have been on the forefront of that genre mashup.
10 years from now, an editor could be going, you know what I need? You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for...
I'll just pull it out, that file, and I'll say, here you go.
Ta-da!
I'm ahead of my time.
You should save everything. It just goes to show. No idea is wasted.
I don't know about you, but do you save, like printout manuscripts? See, I have this idea like I should save them because someday, I don't know, I could sell them on eBay or somebody's going to want them for some reason or another.
I did up until recently, and then I finally just kind of looked at the pile and went, this is the stupidest. From a space standpoint, said, I just need to go out and have a burn, do a Burning Man kind of thing, although not in the desert and maybe not naked with psychedelic drugs involved, but a purge,
Well, 4 different versions of the manuscript.
There.
I get rid of that stuff too, but I sort of cringe and I feel sad and
I do keep an arc. I know I'm supposed to give them all out to reviewers and everything like that, but I do keep an arc of all my I do keep those.
I don't keep those anymore if I get them, but I do keep obviously I keep copies of the printed books and I look at my shelves and I used to have all of my Stephen King novels all along the top shelf, and King's out of there now. That's my shelf.
Oh,
that's planted.
There's
Stephen King on my bookshelf.
Wow, what a triumphant thing right there. That is fantastic. Stephen King.
I'm sure he cares.
Step aside. My books will be at the top shelf there.
You know what would be triumphant is if I supplanted Stephen King on his own bookshelf.
I don't think that is possible, but that's a nice goal. There you go. That's
I'm
a nice
thinking
goal.
He's not a fan of mine.
I don't, well.
I'm just going to throw that out there as a guess.
I know how he feels about some other writers that have crossed over into his territory. So, I don't think he needs a lot of romance. He has threatened to write a romance, actually.
Stephen King has.
Yes, he has.
Well, I'm a huge Stephen King fan since I was a kid, and I read Bag of Bones. I don't know if you've read a lot of King, but I consider that a romance. It was the most romantic of his books, anyway. I think it was called Bag of Bones.
I was a huge Stephen King fan, and then I think it just got to a point where there was a couple books that were just so compelling and raw and frightening that I just sort of had to put him aside. I felt like that character on Friends that put the book in the freezer because it was too scary. but it was just too close to the bone, and it was like he was just killing me, and I loved him for it. But I also said, for my own psychology, I must now leave you. Oh,
that's it.
See, I told you it would go. We'll have to talk because, I'm a geek. I memorized The Stand, I think, when I was in seventh grade or something.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was the book.
Yeah, or The Shining. Okay. See, we're not even talking. See, this is terrible. We forgot to talk about your book. So everybody go to www.meganhart.com. And if you haven't gotten Exit Light yet, get it now. Hurry. And thank you so much, and I'm glad you survived the flood, and I hope everything's okay.
It's still a mess, but...
Let the kitty litter
dry. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, anytime. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next Tuesday for more Canned Laughter and Coffee. Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.